You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. At tomorrow evening's Madison Common Council meeting, Mary Paul Soglin will ask council members to consider a proposal that will further limit where and for how long people who are homeless can congregate in downtown Madison. Soglin laid out his reasons at a press conference on Thursday for the limitations he's proposing on time spent on downtown benches and for sleeping in other central areas. The mayor said that Madison is currently copying the failed policies of West Coast cities like San Francisco and Portland, Oregon. Paul Skidmore has represented the city's 9th district on the Madison Common Council since April of 2001. He supports the mayor's proposal, and he's here with us in studio to tell us why. Representative Skidmore, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, can you tell us exactly what the mayor is proposing for people who are homeless who may congregate downtown?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that this is a proposal that's geared toward behavior, not a class, and that there have been problems downtown long before there were a homeless issue. The issue with the homeless has become significant in the last year, but there have always been behavior problems, and now there are very significant problems with loitering, aggressive panhandling, disorderly conduct, physical assaults, which have become regular. Some people would like to argue that this is being directed at the homeless. No, it's not. It's being directed at the behavior which makes the downtown unsafe.
Do you consider those behaviors a large enough proportion that they warrant this action?
Yes, I do. Many other groups agree with me. Downtown Madison, I believe, has weighed in on this. I believe the Convention and Visitors Bureau is going to be weighing in on it very shortly. Yes, a lot of people do. I hear from a lot of my constituents, and you know, I'm somewhat surprised some of my colleagues say that there's overwhelming opposition to it. I haven't heard much, if any, opposition to it.
Now, is the vote happening tonight?
No, it's not. The ordinance is being introduced for referral, which means it's going to go to some committees. It may be added to another couple committees. It'll be debated and recommended by these committees, and then it'll come back to the council for a vote. The introduction means it will be officially considered. It's a formality. There will be no discussion at the meeting.
Now, local advocates for people who are homeless have said that the mayor's proposal lacks compassion as they see it. How would you respond to that charge, that this is not a compassionate policy?
It's a policy that's geared toward behavior, and I guess I would have to ask, how can you argue in favor of behavior that's illegal and not allowed in other parts of the city? We're talking trespassing, loitering, obstructing sidewalks is an ordinance violation. Defecating in public is an ordinance violation. Assault. These are all ordinance violations that warrant a sanction. So why should we allow it here? It's gotten to such a point downtown that people are afraid to use the area. My wife will not come downtown for this reason. A lot of people will not come downtown, particularly at night, because it's not safe.
Now, people who may be experiencing homelessness may not have the luxury of choice, of an option of where to go. What is the city doing in terms of bigger projects to help address the overarching issue of homelessness in Madison?
That's a good question. This is not just a city issue. It's a city, county, state issue. Everybody has a stake in it. The city puts over $2 million a year into homeless programs. And in addition to that, those are short-term programs that we put money into every year. In addition to that, the mayor's got a number of initiatives. The one that I'd like to point to is Housing First, where we're trying to build transitional housing and housing to get people off the streets. There are programs for that. Rathke is being built on the east side in my district. There's one that's been proposed. It's going to be introduced again to see if there's WIDA funding. So there are short-term and long-term proposals. The long-term is going to get people into housing. Long-term. Another thing which is something exciting that happened this week is that the county is a major player in this. We are working with the county to build or to locate and develop a day center. That's not a simple issue. That's not something that you can snap your fingers and make happen. But there's some ideas that are being floated right now that you've heard of just off of East Washington that which could happen. Also, the county just received designation from the state today that their Human Services Department has been officially designated to provide mental health counseling and substance abuse counseling, which is very, very important for many individuals, including homeless. That's a county responsibility. They've secured this. They've stepped up to the plate, and we're very grateful for that. So there are long-term and short-term proposals. This is not an easy fix. But one thing we have to realize is that there has been a significant influx within the last year of homeless population into the city.
Why is that?
I'm not the best person to discuss that. The mayor and others have opined that we've become a magnet for homeless because there's a reputation out there that come to downtown Madison. There are no rules. You can't get arrested. So there's a lot of homeless programs. I think the mayor said there's at least 37 separate programs with entitlements for homeless, food, bicycles. Porchlight has a wonderful service for their day shelters, their overnight shelters. There are three within the area. There are many beds that are open. Many people choose to sleep on the street.
We're talking right now with Paul Skidmore, who represented the city's 9th District on the Madison Common Council since April of 2001, talking about a new proposal from Mayor Paul Soglin to limit time that the homeless and homeless people experiencing homeless, sometimes it's a temporary state, often it is, can congregate on benches and other places like that downtown. You said people choose to sleep on the street. Why would that be? What data do you have to back that up?
The mayor has done research, and he has talked with Porchlight and the director there and others, and he's talked to people out on the front porch of City Hall. They choose to stay there. One of the reasons that they may choose not to go into a homeless shelter is that you must abide by their rules. Number one, you can't be drunk, you can't exhibit very bad behavior, and you can't be under the influence of a controlled substance, an illegal controlled substance. Other people, have been placed in housing, yet they are thrown out because of bad behavior, because they, intimidate other tenants, or they just simply can't do it.
Now, the mayor has said that he thinks Madison is emulating cities with failed policies dealing with people who are homeless, cities like San Francisco and Portland, Oregon. Do you have any idea of what sort of policies that you, maybe the mayor, think should be emulated that we can take examples from other cities from?
Well, he's looking at the Boston model, and we may be trying to bring some people from Boston out to talk to us about that. He's got a kind of a core idea, which I agree with. It says rules or compassion without rules or responsibilities is going to fail. If you're compassionate and keep giving and giving and giving, and that there's no rules of conduct that people are have to adhere to, then it's going to fail, because why should you? There's no consequence. If you're not called on your bad behavior, your assault. I just talked to a business owner that I work for on Saturday, who said that an aggressive panhandler grabbed him and wouldn't let him go, and he had to call the police. Well, the police were so busy, they weren't able to respond. They got there 45 minutes later. That's the kind of behavior that creates a situation which is dangerous.
Now, Wisconsin is not an easy state in which to experience homelessness. It's got a very cold winter a lot of the time. Are you concerned at all that policies that move in this direction could result in physical harm or risk to safety of people who are experiencing homelessness?
I think that the city and the county are committed to working toward ending homelessness. So I would say no. I mean, there are programs available. As I said, that there are shelters, overnight shelters, that have beds available if people are willing to abide by the rules. And that's what part of the Boston model is, that we will do everything we can to help you and find you a home. We'll get you off your addiction. We'll help you with your mental illness. We will help you with many things, but you have to abide by the rules.
And what is the most important aspect of this issue that, you hope comes out in these discussions and proposal?
The nexus of what I'm considering is this is not an either-or proposal. This is a both-and. We need long-term work, and that both the city and the county are stepping up to do that. And I think the county should be recognized for what they're doing. The city should be recognized for what they're doing. We have to keep doing the long-term projects like Housing First, but we also have to keep in mind that this is a city where a lot of people live, and when it gets right down to it, there's only a handful of individuals, and by handful, maybe 100 to 150 that are exhibiting the behavior, which is really egregious. If we can control the behavior, we're going to have a much better city, and we can manage the bigger situations, too. It's a both and.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Paul Skidmore, who's represented the city's 9th district on the Madison Common Council since April of 2001. We just heard from a supporter of Madison Mayor Paul Soglin's proposal to cut down on the time that people who are homeless will be allowed to congregate in the state capitol's downtown area. Joining us now are Karen Andrew and Almu Heyman. Karen is the Director of Outreach Services for the First United Methodist Church in downtown Madison. She also serves as chair of the Homeless Services Consortium of Dane County. Also with us is Almu Heyman. He's a homeless advocate who has himself experienced homelessness. Karen, Al, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, Karen, the mayor's proposal would limit the time that can be spent on public benches downtown, would severely curtail the time that people are allowed to sleep in those public areas. What would this mean for Madison's homeless population?
Well, I think the idea of implementing an ordinance to keep track of how long an individual is on a bench, whether they're homeless or not, is very difficult, not only to monitor and the time that it would take, apparently, to have our police officers in the central district monitor that we could be spending time talking about the real issues. Monitoring time on a park bench is not going to address the complex issue of homelessness.
And Al, we heard from the representative that he saw this as a behavior issue. This was targeting certain behaviors, not a group of people. He was seeing things that he considered threatening and, in other cases, difficult for the city of Madison to manage. Do you see it as that way? Do you think there is a behavior issue?
Well, I think there's a behavior issue because you have clients that are mentally unstable. You have people that do have the alcohol and drug addictions. But, you know, it's the ones that are psychologically unbalanced that kind of cause all the problems, like the defecating in public and stuff like that. But, you know, when they look at that, they look at all homeless people as with an unstable problem.
So do you think that an ordinance like this is the right way to address those behavior issues?
No, I don't think that is right because for the simple fact, I have a mobility issue where I use for walking. I periodically have to stop and sit down. And for them to tell me how long I can sit on the bench, you know, that's kind of like stereotyping against the homeless because I understand the city is about revenue, you know, as far as the politics that go on with it. And a lot of aldermen and whatnot own businesses up and down there. The target is that they don't want you to stick out like a sore thumb because you're sitting there with a bunch of bags or, you know, you're just sitting there because you see a cool spot.
And Karen, what do you think about the ordinance in terms of how the resources might come into play here? Does Madison have the resources to support homeless people? And if not, is an ordinance like this one of the ways that it makes rational sense to go?
I have two-part response to your question. First of all, to address any issue that is an illegal activity, such as panhandling, disorderly conduct, assault, whether that be by a homeless person or a sheltered individual, whether that be by an addicted person or a non-addicted person, or an individual struggling with mental health issues, a crime is a crime and a violation is a violation. That behavior is addressed in and of itself, and it is not a correlation or causation of sitting on a bench for over an hour. So to meet a person where they're at when we talk about street outreach, whether that be a briar patch or a tellurian or porch light or a volunteer outreach providers such as Friends of the State Street Family or the Stone Soup Squad. Those individuals are doing what we call street outreach and building relationships. So the foundation of all is building trust, meeting somebody where they're at, and working to reduce harm. So if somebody is, let's say, addicted to alcohol, working with them on that particular issue, that is street outreach. And I would like to see our Madison Police Department work on street medicine, partnering with advocates and police to implement street medicine. And I reference Dr. Jim Withers out of Pittsburgh, who has drastically reduced homelessness to address the issue at hand.
Now, we talked with Paul Skidmore about whether or not, this being Wisconsin and being a difficult climate sometimes in which to experience homelessness, there could be any public safety concerns for the people who are experiencing homelessness. Do you see that as an issue, especially if Madison moves toward tougher policies, more rules?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind when we talk about a person's safety is a capacity of shelter. We don't have capacity in Madison. And, I mean, Porchlight has a limited number of beds. The Salvation Army has a limited number of beds. The domestic abuse location has a limited number. So we're waiting for the doors to open on a youth shelter. Those doors have not opened. We do need to look at the real numbers of folks who are experiencing homelessness here in Madison and then look at the capacity of beds. And when we do limit days in a shelter, it's because we don't have enough beds.
And Al, we heard that some people, according to the mayor, may choose to sleep outside instead of in one of these shelters. Does that square with what you've seen, what you've experienced?
No, that is totally incorrect, because for the simple fact is that you only get 60 days in the shelter. And once you use those 60 days up, you know, then that means that you have to be out here, like the summer months. Most of the people that are out here because they don't have shelter days, or it can be closed for them to time to use. If they use days now, those days count against them in the winter time. So that means that a lot of them are trying not to be stuck outside in the winter because they have no days.
And in terms of staying safe while you're experiencing homelessness, do you have a sense about whether it's safer in a shelter or sometimes safer on the streets?
Well, it's most definitely safer in the shelter, because I got here 2 years ago after my wife, who was also homeless, died in my arms in Iowa City, Iowa.
I'm sorry.
You know, and it was in the middle of winter, 40 below zero, and I almost lost my life. So definitely you would want to be in a shelter, but how can you be in a shelter if the shelter's overcrowded and they don't have the room to put you in?
Karen, what are some solutions and options that the Homeless Services Consortium would like to see considered as this becomes a big issue in Madison?
Well, we would like to talk about housing first in action and not words. So what that means is landlords opening up a capacity to rent to folks who are currently homeless. So some of these things are making it really difficult for consortium members and leadership in our community to have crucial conversations with owners of properties, to hear things that are inflated and examples that are given to stereotype a class of individuals. It makes it all the more difficult, and it's kind of like putting a barrier up, when really if we can sit down and talk about harm reduction. And those of us who work in all of our jobs, I'm sure with your job you work with compassion and passion as I do, but that doesn't mean we don't have rules. I keep hearing compassion without rules. So I just wanted to respond about that, in that everybody I know and every service provider, we all operate within boundaries. We have boundaries, we have rules. That does not mean we don't have compassion. We can have both.
Now, we'd like to give you the last word. What's the most important aspect of policy that affects people who are homeless that we need to remember?
You know, being homeless here in Madison, you know, it has taught me to humble myself and be thankful for the very agencies that helped me, like Porch Life, First United, Bethel. And, you know, I have, you know, made progress to try to eliminate my homeless status, because I just got the Section 8 voucher. But as far as the housing, it's like, you know, it's non-existent, because it's this kind of discrimination. They want me to make 2 to 3 times my income, and I can't do it. But I'm trying, but, you know, It's just a problem that needs to be addressed.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us today and coming up to the studio.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking there with Karen Andrew and Al Muhaiman. Karen Andrew is the Director of Outreach Services for the First United Methodist Church in downtown Madison. She serves as chair of the Homeless Services Consortium of Dane County. Joining us also in studio, Al Muhaiman is a homeless advocate who has experienced homelessness himself.